And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. That's right. It's us, folks. Yep, we're back here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Tarot Today live. Yes, we are live streaming on YouTube. And we are simulcasting on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Having some technical difficulties here in the beginning of the show, but we got on the air. That's the important part.
Yes.
Yes. And so Mary had a schedule conflict. She didn't know if she was actually going to be able to make it to the show. So at the last minute, I called Ellie in to be our guest co-host, the fabulous Ellie the Moonchild. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, everyone.
But Mary made it. So it is a full house here. We got all our co-hosts and hosts and what you call them. And so it should be a really fun show. Let me check over. I know we've got callers in the queue. Yep. We lost a couple of the callers because of the technical difficulties, the start at the beginning, but a couple of people hung in. So if you're listening to us, dial in right now, get into the caller queue because we take the calls in the order that they come in. 714-816-4628. As soon as you get in, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. 714-816-4628. But let's go over to YouTube here and we're going to see. Oh, Charlotte's in the chat. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte. Couple weeks.
Hey. Yes. So if you're listening to us on the Psychic Talk Radio Network through Blog Talk Radio, you can join us on YouTube and you can see Mary and Ellie and I live. On camera, that's right. So you'll be able to, see the cards and everything when we pull cards and stuff like that and see our lovely faces. So just go over to YouTube and it's the @ Tarot Today Live. You're going to search for that. Or if you're on the Tarot Guild website, just click Tarot Today Live. There's a link right over to the, to the channel. Just pop in the chat with us, pop into the live there. And by the way, if you're sitting there, you're in the chat with us on YouTube, you're watching us, you can call into the show. That's right.
Yes. But you can also ask a question right there in the chat room too.
Yeah.
Tell
us all about that, Mary. How do they?
Well, we don't do a list. There's no number that you're going to get. You don't have to ask if you can ask a question, just ask your question. If you have a specific question, or if you just want a general reading, just say, pull a card for me, please. Right. You can add the please.
Yes. Welcome to the show. And you can ask any questions about anything. I mean, you can ask about the Tarot Guild, professional reader certification, membership in the guild. Maybe you want to ask questions about learning tarot, or you have a tarot question about tarot in general or numerology or something. You can also ask those questions. We love those questions. And we will be going to the phone lines in a little bit here. So we're going to give people time to get into the queue because we had that little false start in the beginning there. You give people time to call back in, get into the queue. 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. Meanwhile, we can look at, the cards of the day and the numerology of the day. Ellie, did you pull a card?
I did. So I pulled a tarot card and an oracle card just to kind of give me more info.
Like Mary does. That's great.
Yes. So the card I got was really interesting. I got the 6 of Pentacles today. So this is from the Moonchild Tarot. This is the new Shadow Work edition. So it's a little bit more
Is that where your name? Because I've been wanting to ask you where Ellie the Moonchild comes from.
The nickname comes from childhood, actually. It's because being born under the sign of Cancer, they're typically known as moon children. And my grandmother used to watch the gentleman on TV. His name was Walter Mercado, and he was a Puerto Rican astrologer, and he would read horoscopes. And I believe at one point he referred to Cancers as moon children. And that's when she kind of got the idea, oh, look, she's my little moon child. So ever since then, it's just been kind of like moon child. So
but there's actually, but you actually have a deck and it's the moon child deck?
The moon child tarot. Yeah, it's a beautiful deck by Danielle Noel. But if you've probably seen the white version here around the world. This one is the devil card, so
I
it's
like the
called devil.
size too.
Yeah, pretty pretty. But today's it's the six of pentacles, so a lot of the six energy, because the oracle card that I pulled in conjunction with that was number 33, ears wide open. And this one's from the Colette Baron-Reid deck, Oracle of the Seven Energies. So it's just giving me this really like togetherness kind of energy. The three and three adding up to six with the six of pentacles. It's really about, I think, community, taking care of one another. The ears wide open feels like saying, if you are nurturing the community around you, they nurture you as well, because you're taking care of each other. It's feeling very much like, kind of like how we have here. This is a community of the Tarot Guild that I feel has really helped me out. And now I have the opportunity to come back on and help you guys out too, being a little co-host for today. So getting a lot of like really community giving and receiving vibes. So
I love that.
What about you, Mary?
Well, one of the cards I pulled is a six card too, and that comes from the Egyptian Oracle cards. This is a deck, it's out of print now, illustrated by Severino Baraldi, one of my favorite illustrators. Lo Scarabeo put it out. And this is a deck, Egyptian themed. It's based on the old traditional 52 card Sibylla, the Sibylla de Salons. And that card, this one is about money. And you see all the funerary goods there, along with the sarcophagus and everything. And so this is about, what are you good at that you can earn money from, you know? And it's funny because along with that, I'm using the Centennial Edition Tarot in the Tin of the Smithwaite Tarot deck, that kind of classic deck. And I got the Eight of Wands. And to me, a lot of times this is a card, one, about like really being like direct action. And I thought about how a lot of people aren't always so comfortable being direct when it comes to talking about money, right? You know, sometimes we just don't want those conversations. But it's also a card of like communication. And these arrows, to me, these wands flying through the air always remind me of arrows. And I feel like they're going like hit your target, you know? So really like the directed action. This is a good time this weekend to kind of think of, what are we good at? What's your value, your worth? What can you be doing in the world that is going to benefit you and other people too? But that's what I got. What did you get, Dax?
Oh, it's interesting. Everybody's getting the sixes and I got the devil card. And you're like, wait, but actually it is six. It's 15. One plus five is six. Mm-hmm. That nurturing energy. And I got the Queen of Pentacles also. And I always think of the Queen of Pentacles as like the mom card. I mean, she's holding the pentacle like it's a baby there in her lap, you know. And like I've told the story before, the actual drawing here, like kind of the hair color and everything, it just looks like my mom when she was young, you know, just like the magician. I that's what I looked like when I was young. I the magician card from Rider Waite. But anyway, you know, so I've always thought of this as the mom card, that nurturing energy. And then we got, you know, more nurturing energy with the six. Wow. So what's going on? Well, you know, I looked at the numerology first because it's a 3 day. It's the 12th. One plus two is three. Creativity and communication. Yay. And more of that energy. Okay. Six energy, three energy. So three, six, and nine are the creativity and communication numbers. Well, turns out that the entire date reduces to a nine today. Yeah. So it's the endings, the ending of a cycle, beginning of a cycle tomorrow. What can you let go of today? You know, it's a great day to think about those kind of things. And what I was getting with the Queen of Pentacles and the Devil card is, okay, Devil card, you know, attachments, things we're holding on to, addictions. What are you addicted to? You know, and with that nurturing energy, I think for some of the folks in the audience, it's in your relationships with people and your communication with them, Are you the nurturer? Are you maybe too much of the nurturer? Maybe you are, babying everybody, and trying to solve everybody's problems and things like that. And then conversely, for some of you folks out there, you're going to look at the devil card and then look at this. And when you think of your relationships, you're not nurturing enough. It's that whole thing about, having to be right. It's like, do you want to be happy or, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Well, what I'm thinking is for some of you folks, you need to turn on the nurturing energy. It's the opposite. It's like, so instead of reacting in your interactions with people today, step back and just listen. Two of these, one of these. So just listen today. And no matter what's coming at you, even if you disagree, even if you have a different point of view, even if you think you're right, instead just put out the love, just exude the nurturing energy and go from there and see what happens. So that's what I got. Cards of the day, numerology of the day, fun stuff.
Cool.
Okay, what else is going on? Crazy stuff in the chat room. We had somebody was spamming in the chat room. We blocked them. Okay. We've got Pequena Iris says hello, hi. And Charlotte, of course. Oh, if you guys have any questions, go ahead and type them in the chat. Pequena just came in after we gave that spiel, Mary. So I was like, yes, if you want us to pull a card for you, maybe you want a general reading, we can pull a card to say, please pull a card for me. Or if you have a specific question, go ahead and type it in, Pequena. And I guess, do you want to go to the phone lines first? We'll go to the phone
Why
line.
not?
Let's see who's been waiting out there the longest. 917, area code 917. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
I cannot hear you. Hello? Is anybody there? I can hear someone, but it's they're so low I can't make out what they're saying.
Yeah, I can't either.
Are you there, 917? Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll give them an opportunity to call back into the show and maybe they'll have a clearer line. Okay. So let's see. See what Charlotte's saying in here. I love that about, the just listening thing, Dax's card of the day. Yeah, we don't do enough of that. And as tarot readers, I kind of think that that's like 80% of our job.
Yeah, it's more than half.
Yeah. I mean, what's your opinion on it, Ellie? Do you do a lot of listening in your readings?
Yeah, most of the time I feel like by listening, it gives you much more understanding of the cards you're seeing. So the messages that you get from the cards, it connects better and it makes more sense. But definitely just trying to like glean whatever the cards are saying with what the information that they're giving you is coming in, just to kind of understand the situation.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times that's what the clients really want, because they well, everybody wants to be heard, but they want to have someone to talk to. Maybe they don't have friends that they can confide in, or maybe they do, but they want a impartial third
Objective.
party, objective person. Yeah, that kind of thing. But they also just want to get it off their chest too. Yeah. So, Mary, you do a lot of readings professionally. What do you think about your typical readings? Do you get that feeling from your clients that they want the shoulder to talk, cry, not cry on maybe, but talk to you?
You know, absolutely, because it's like a lot of times, and I'll see it in like the feedback that they leave for me too. It's like she really listened. That'll people will say that. And I think what it is it's sometimes you're afraid of being judged,
Mm.
And sometimes you can go through something that, you know, maybe you have people in your life, but you don't want them to know about it, you know? So you get like that third party objective thing. And as we know, a lot of times, you know, getting a tarot reading is kind of about, you know, getting confirmation on what we already sort of know or think, but it's like that objective third party that says like, yeah, you're on the right track, or no, you're crazy. So yeah, but listening's important. And I can't tell you how many times, and this blew my mind when I was first starting out, I can't tell you how many times somebody's booked like an hour long reading with me, and like they'll spend half of it just getting it off of their chest, just getting it out there, just saying like, okay, here's my situation. I would just need to lay it all out for someone. So it's interesting.
You know, I think there is the converse though. There's the readers that they like hearing themselves talk, I gotta tell you. And they're just, you know, giving information, you know, and it's the type of reading too, because like some readers, that is their style. That is what a reading is. To them, a reading is, I'm just laying out my cards and I'm just gonna tell you everything I see. You know, I'm not even gonna let the client ask a question. I'm just gonna go boom, 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 boom. It's like Miss Cleo, you know, putting down the card. Remember, she did Rose. In the ads, she went row, row, row of cars, and just, you know, you're going to meet this person, and this is going to happen, that's going to happen, blah, 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 you know. But, you know, for me, from my point of view, it's like, hey, don't shoot, you know, the gift horse in the mouth kind of thing. You know, it's like they're doing 80% of your job for you. Then just quiet.
Yeah.
Just listen.
Well, I think it's a good point you make about the kind of style too. Like for me, everything starts with the question. I mean, I'm not just pulling cards on nothing, you know, it's like, ask me a question, the tarot will answer, you know, that's my approach.
And speaking of questions, we have new people coming into the chat room. We have Rimsha Hamid, and we have, I think it's, okay, this is how I'm going to pronounce it. It's N-E, so I'm going to go Nigar, and or Nagar, or something like that. Anyway, Nagar says, will I get married in the next 2 years ahead? And do I already know that person?
Ooh.
Yeah, so you want to pull some cards on that, Ellie? We'll let you go first because you're the guest co-host. Yeah.
Right, sure. Let me
go. Yeah.
So... this is like a two-part question, right?
Yeah.
And do they already know this person? Okay. Will. We got the Eight of Swords. So what is it that you feel is kind of bringing this rush? What is it that really feels like it makes you nervous? You're kind of sitting in this energy of kind of being tied up in this. You know, is this really something that has to be done? Is this really something that is being forced upon you, or maybe you're forcing upon yourself? As far as the when, I feel like it's saying, take your time. It's saying there's no rush. There's no immediate like necessity, I guess. But I feel like it's also saying, be patient with the process, because when we're in the energy of the Eight of Swords, it's, again, we're just kind of in our mind about it. And the outside influence is really what's just kind of putting us into this state of like panic. But I feel like it's also saying everything in divine timing in regards to your when question. Now, the do you already know this person? I got the Hermit card. So that's kind of cool. We went from 8 to 9. So the Hermit card is telling me it is possible you do know this person. But it also feels like it's maybe somebody who's not a very close acquaintance. I feel like this might be somebody who you've met in passing. You don't know too much about them. I'm getting this as kind of like their energy. So it feels like maybe this person is somebody that you're aware of, but maybe not even really thinking in terms of, is this person the right person for me? But yeah, I don't know if there's... anything else you want to add to that, Mary?
Well, we'll see what Mary's got. But Ellie, I just gotta jump in real quick because the synchronicities are already starting. You said you went from 8 to 9. I pulled some cards just to see what would come up. I went from an 8 to a 9. 9 is the numerology of the day. It's that 9 energy. I just had to point out the synchronicities already with Ellie.
Cool.
Mary, what'd you get?
Well, actually, I'm looking at them as yes, no questions and right. using my pendulum. And on will you get married in the next couple of years, I'm getting a yes on that. Okay. And then do you already know this person? I don't think you do.
Or,
you know, there's barely any movement on that. So yeah, maybe they're in like the outer circle of the people you know or connected to people you know, but I don't feel like there's really a direct connection between you and the person you're going to marry within the next couple years.
Mm.
So that's what I got.
You know, I said I was just going to let in the green room, I said, I'm just going to let you gals take care of the readings and I'll just do the switchboard and the chat.
You couldn't help like it.
But I couldn't help it. I pulled cards. But this is what I got. The exact same thing as you, Mary. You know, it's the 8 of Pentacles. It's going to take some work, but 8, it's a definite yes. You're going to get married in as quickly as 8 months, or at least you're going to meet the person in 8 months. Do you know the person? There's that 9. Go from the 8 to the 9. 9 is the end of the cycle, and 9 is about letting go. Do you already know the person? No. You're ready, and you know he's got the bandages on here. You know he's been through the ringer with relationships, so you've been through the ringer. You need to let go. You let go of those people around you, let go of the previous relationships, all of that. This needs to be a new person. And then poop, the sun card comes in. If you can do that. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, I just had to do that. I'll try to stay quiet from now on, but you know, it's like,
no,
I just had to say something because those cards were just too perfect. What else is going on in the chat? Okay. So we're waiting on people to call into the show. Remember, if you're watching us on YouTube, we're one of the only shows that do this. You know, we have an actual 50 phone line call bank, you know, so give us a ring. 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad. Like as soon as you get through, you'll hit the 1 and that'll put you into the caller queue. I think the nice Australian accented lady will actually tell you that you're in the caller queue, but I'm not 100% sure on that. It's been a while, 13 years, since I've actually tried it myself. Anyway, 714-816-4628. Give us a call. The phone lines are wide open. But in the chat, let's see. Nagar says, correct. Thank you. Melanie just came in. Hi, guys. She's a Sag. Hi, Mel. Hey, if you want us to pull a card, just pop it in there in the chat. Say, pull a card for me, please. Or type in, you know, a full question, you know, a sentence or two, what you'd like to ask. Now, Rimsha had come in a little bit after Nagar there. Let's see, what does he say or she? Wait, actually, I don't know if a Rimsha is a he or a she. They'll let us know. Anyway, but I was getting a masculine energy. Hi, I hope you are all doing great. I want to ask about Libra. Okay, so someone that's a Libra. Current feelings and intentions towards me. So a Libra that has, you know, what's their intentions or feelings for Rimsha? You going to go first again, Ellie?
Okay, sorry. So the card that I got just kind of flopped out was the Wheel of Fortune. So I'm kind of confused. I want to pull a second card because the Wheel of Fortune to me feels like a card that's the energy of ups and downs. It's luckily in the upright, things turning in your favor. So this could be that there might be the energy of this Libra person who is just kind of feeling like maybe they're coming around to the possibility of a relationship. Maybe they're starting to feel, you know, feelings for you. And it's kind of that weird transitory period where people are not quite sure how to express that, or maybe they're not quite sure if they're ready to express that. So, oh, here we go. Second card, another 8 today. We're full of 8s today. So I got the 8 of Pentacles. What this is telling me is that this person may need to do a little bit of work a little bit of mastery over their own feelings, their own way of communicating with you, and really to utilize that energy to talk to you, to kind of get in sync is what I'm hearing. Get in sync about their feelings, how they want to approach the relationship. If this is a friendship, foundational friendship turning into a relationship, this is probably why they're trying to approach this very cautiously, very carefully, because again, with that Wheel of Fortune, it feels like things are spinning around and they're kind of trying to figure out, all right, how do I take this to the next level? How do I turn this into something that won't destroy our friendship? But if it is somebody who is maybe not like super close and they're just kind of getting to know you, it may be that they want to go very quickly from friendship level to, hey, let's start a relationship. So it feels like Libra here may just be needing to kind of get clear on themselves and really master what it is that they feel and want to say to you before approaching anything. So.
Sounds great. Sorry, I'm typing in the chat room. Mary, you want to take
Yeah,
over?
sure. So it's kind of funny to me that it's a Libra that we're talking about because the cards I'm getting are about balance, And the first one is the Two of Pentacles, which can be a card of multitasking, but also this is sometimes in relationships and friendships when somebody can be kind of hot and cold. And that's why you don't know where you stand because sometimes they seem interested and other times they may seem a little bit distant. But I feel like that is going to start shifting. And what it shifts into is this temperance card, which, there's a duality in the temperance card as well. So again, that idea of balance comes up. So I feel though with the temperance card, it's like we find more of a connection. We find more of a closeness and a coming together and that sort of like middle ground. So I think kind of like Ella getting the Wheel of Fortune, I think that this is shifting. And, just give it some time. That's another thing about the temperance card. It's like we've got to kind of temper our expectations. We've got to kind of be a little patient with people. So that's what I've got.
Sounds great. Hope that helped you out. And Melanie is in there in the chat. She's got a question. Let me check Blog Talk here. Okay, the phone lines are still wide open, folks. So if you're listening in on Blog Talk, the Psychic Talk Radio Network, we are simulcasting on YouTube. Also, if you want to watch us, me and Ellie and Mary, and it's 714-816-4628 if you want to call into the show. So Melanie had said this was interesting. So she said, feel like walking away from so much. So I just pulled cards on that, but then I said, oh wow, Melanie, is there a question with that? Or we can just pull cards on that. And I had already pulled the cards, so I'm going to go with what I got. But for you and for Ellie and Mary, maybe you want to take this part of it where Melanie is asking, how about this? My next major relationship. Let's find out who that is. So that's what Melanie is asking. But like I said, I pulled cards right away when she had said, let me make sure I'm getting this right. Feel the whole thing about feeling like walking away. And I got, okay, the Page of Wands. Now, the first thing that popped in my mind was, like what, Eight of Cups, kind of thing, walking away, But when I looked at this, I'm like, oh yeah, sometimes, you see the pyramids in the back there, right? And he's got his traveling cloak on and his walking stick. So the wand is actually a walking pole or stick. I'm getting foreign travel with this, Melanie. And so I think, yeah, that's what it's talking about here. The advice from the tarot about that whole thing about, you just feel like walking away from so much. Maybe you do need to do that. Remember, it's that nine energy day again. What can you let go of? But also, what can you go out and explore and, new things? And I pulled a qualifier card. I got the Two of Swords. So, this is all in your head. It is just a matter of making the decision. You already know all this. I think you already have been thinking about this. You just need a little push to make the choice. Okay. So Ellie, did you pull some cards on her, you know, possible upcoming relationships? You know, who is this person?
I did. So I asked the cards just to kind of give me a little preview, like, what do we need to know about the energy of this person? And I pulled three cards to kind of give me an idea. What is this person like? Who might it be if you recognize any of these qualities? So the first card I got was the Nine of Pentacles. Very, very good card. I love seeing this card because it means it's somebody who is very secure with themselves, maybe materially, maybe they're abundant, maybe they're somebody who manages their money well and is enjoying their life in a responsible manner because they have taken the time to really cultivate this, I want to say discipline, as far as how they take care of themselves, how they take care of their abundance, their energy as well, because the pentacles can speak to energy. So this is somebody who's, I feel like, very, very established, very responsible in a way. The other thing I got was that the Four of Swords here is telling me that there is somebody who maybe has recently gone through either a tough situation. I'm not really seeing a breakup. I'm just seeing more like they're meeting challenges in their lives, and they're kind of at this finally resting period where they're kind of just recalibrating, regrouping, and just kind of getting back into the swing of things, I guess. So maybe they didn't have enough energy to pursue relationships prior, but maybe they'll be in this better state now. So the Seven of Wands popped up here as well to let me know that this person incoming, maybe somebody who is, you know, in a position of, I don't want to say authority, but maybe in a position where they're high ranking, maybe they're a manager, maybe they're in a position where they kind of have to keep people in line. So they're very good, actually, I feel like, at conflict resolution, maybe even like crisis management to some extent. But I feel like they're a very level-headed person and they know how to set their boundaries. The thing with the Seven is that they're very strong in standing up for themselves and standing up for what they believe in. So overall, I feel like this is a really, really nice person, really balanced, and they're not going to be super easy to like get to know, but once you do, they're going to be a very loyal person. They're going to be honestly very loving and only probably very doting as well, because they have that nine.
Awesome. Mary, did you pull the cards too?
Yeah, I did, just to get a little bit more on the person that they're going to meet. I got the Tower in this person's past. So I, you know, you might be, you know, getting involved with somebody who just like everything just kind of fell apart for them, and they're like kind of recovering from that. The High Priestess card comes up to let you know that you're going to have this sort of like gut feeling about them. You're going to be drawn to them, and you may not know why that is. It's more like an intuitive kind of thing where, you know, okay, I don't know why, but I like you. I like you. And then the last card that I got is the Knight of Cups, you know? So that's always great advice from the Knight of Cups, is to like follow your heart. But also it talks about there really being like, you know, romance being a factor in this, you know? So, you know, sometimes, you know, when we project into the future of like, what's our next relationship going to be like, who's that person, and we spend a lot of time thinking about what their qualities are, what they do for a living, even, you know, those kind of things, sometimes we can forget about being active in the relationship. So do romantic things, you know, have fun, be, you know, have romantic dinners, go on dates, and really, you know, keep that romance alive. That's going to be a big factor in that relationship.
Mm. Oh, and did either one of you have any inkling on, you know, does she know this person already? Does she know him already? She asks, do I know him already?
So if you know somebody that fits those descriptions, then there's a good chance.
There you go.
Pulling the cards on that.
There you go. Right. But she thanks us a lot. And see, we had a Deblina come in. I'm not completely understanding Deblina's question here. I don't have a complete sentence. You know, in fact, the only word that I'm actually able to, that's actually in English, it looks like, is the word relationship. So I typed in there, you know, if you can, Deblina, if you can rephrase your question or ask again. Let us know what you want us to pull cards on. Melina says, Melanie says, be a dateable person is good advice for me. Thank you. And yes, I do know someone that meets that criteria.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And then Nidhi had just come in, or it might be Nidhi. It's Nidhi or Nidhi. I'm going to go with Nidhi. Just pronounces easier. May I ask a question? Yes, you can. So everybody that's in the chat on YouTube, just go ahead and type your question in. Or if you just want us to pull a card for you, you don't have a specific question, just say, please pull a card for me. And if you're listening to us live on Blog Talk Radio, the Psychic Talk Radio Network, come over to the YouTube channel, pop in the chat, type it in. And conversely, give us a call, 714-816-4628. It is really quiet on the Blog Talk side, folks. So plenty of time left in the show. You can dial in. You'll be the first caller, 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad. As soon as you get through, let us know you want to be live on air. Okay, so what spirit wants me to know from Nidhi? Okay, she says that Dablina is asking about the future of her relationship. She's doing a little translation for us folks there, and she's giving all these dates and things and all. I'm still not sure what all of this means exactly. So Dablina, if you can, clarify on that. Meanwhile, we're going to go with Nidhi's question. Just whatever spirit wants me to know. And Ellie is shuffling there. Yeah. So this one's a little impromptu, just having Ellie on, to fill in as guest co-host. But we had already been planning this. We had been talking behind the scenes about, maybe doing some impromptu shows where, like, Ellie and I just pop on and do a live sometime, during the week or whatever. But also, we're going to have her as a guest. And the last time you were a guest on the show was like, what, a year ago?
Yeah, I think so. It's been almost a year.
Almost a year, yeah. And we're looking at, it's going to be September 9th. We're going to have Ellie on as, not as a guest co-host, but as a guest. So yeah, there is a difference. Guest co-host is just co-hosting, like Mary and I co-host with each other. And then the actual guest is, we're going to actually interview her. And, this is kind of neat, Mary. We can do a check-in, like, okay, a year later, where are you at? She came in, became a member.
What has happened?
Exactly. Well, go ahead. Yeah. So
give us the details.
We're looking forward to that. Go ahead, Ellie, with your stuff for Nidhi.
Okay, so the cards that I got were really cool, really interesting. I got both Major Arcana. We got the Death card, and let me center that, and the Hierophant. So together, these cards really feel like the message from Spirit is there's transformation on the horizon. And this transformation may have something to do with your beliefs. It may have something to do with what you're learning about. Maybe a shift in thinking that you've never really considered before. And it may just change the way that you go about your day to day. It may change the way that you do something in life. It may change the way that you think about certain things. And it really feels like, honestly, it kind of feels like a spiritual awakening. It feels maybe like a realization about something outside yourself that you never really considered before. And it's going to change your life for the better. It may be a little uncomfortable, but at the same time, the Death card, of course, is all about that rebirth. It's about coming out of one state into another, and it's just a very beautiful start. So, it's really exciting.
And you know what's weird is, since it's a message from Spirit, I pulled both an angel card and a little devil card as well. And you're being asked to deal with, and I think it's weird because Ellie was just talking about the Death card. A lot of times we want to avoid the idea of actual death or the actual end of something. And the little devil card I got is saying, like, don't be afraid to grieve. This is a card of grief. don't be afraid to cry, like that little devil is just like it's pouring out of them. So whatever it is, whatever ending or death in a way, whether real or, you know, kind of metaphorical that you've experienced in life, don't be afraid to feel into it so that you can release it. And when we cry, we let out all this emotion, you know, it comes out in a tangible, you know, way, as tears. Tears are water, water is emotion, right? And the little angel card, I thought was interesting too, because the message on it is allow yourself the vision of joy and feel into it daily. So, you know, along with sadness, we also have joy in life. And so find that balance between those two, but don't be afraid to experience them both in order to like set it free. You know, that's awesome. What I got.
Hope that helps you out. And speaking of helping out, Nidhi also helps out along with Enchantress, which came in. They're helping me with translating the question from gosh, now I can't find it. Where'd she go? Did she? Oh, it was from Deblina. Yeah, about her relationship. So, you know, she was actually giving dates and future dates and different things and birth dates. And it's like, we don't ask for dates. Just what's the question? We're going to pull cards. So that's what was really confusing me. She had all these different things jumbled together in the question. So I said, well, you know, we can just pull cards on her current relationship and how it's going. Let's just do it that way, right? Oh, did want to mention, because you guys have been using a mixture with the tarot cards and the oracle cards, that is one of the things that we want to talk about when Ellie comes on as our guest. That's going to be one of the topics. We're going to be talking about oracle cards, right? What was it exactly, Ellie? I'm trying to remember. I can't remember how you phrased it, but
yeah. So I was interested in bringing up the conversation around the various types of oracle cards and the way that they speak to certain situations, certain questions. So for example, when you're asking about the energy of, let's say, a relationship, there are a lot of oracle card decks out there that are love cards, or maybe they're just speaking to general energies, kind of like the Oracle of the Seven Energies. But also there are other cards out there that speak to various different topics like spiritual awakenings or what's starseed kind of energy. You know, there's so many different kinds of oracle cards, and I thought it'd be really interesting to hear how others utilize them in their practice, because in my personal practice, I have a big amount of cards that I like to kind of pick and choose based on the question. Once I hear it, I know there's a set of cards that speak best to that question. So that's how I kind of go about choosing those. And yeah, I just wanted to hear from the community and hear from you, Dax and Mary, about how, you know, if you utilize cards, how do you know which decks to use for which questions? So that'd be a really interesting topic.
That'll be fun. Yeah, and Mary's the perfect one because she's got 537,000, you know, oracle decks.
I'm not a collector.
And tarot decks. Oh, I'm not a collector. Oh my God, if I had as many as she has, I would definitely call myself a collector. Yes, yes. And then the other thing we're going to talk about is tarot tech. So technology, apps, things, you know, to help a professional reader do a reading, and different platforms and things like that, you know, we'll see what we have time to get into. And, you know, we'll do another show, of course, and go even further and possibly get a twist Ellie's arm to, you know, do some talks, some panel discussions or workshops. Yes. And talk about these different technology things. Aren't there too many social media platforms? Oh, yes. So go ahead, folks. Mary and Ellie, you're going to go first, pulling cards on Deblina's relationship.
Sure. So the first card that I pulled was a tarot card, and what I got was the Hanged Man. So honestly, I feel like this is saying the state of the relationship. I asked about, the current energy of the relationship. The state of the relationship is one of just kind of trying to figure out what is it that's going on, looking at it from different perspectives, looking at it from, if there have been maybe disagreements, it's time to take a pause. It's time to really see, check in on the health of the relationship. Not in a bad way, but in a way that's just kind of like saying, hey, are we on the same page? Are we, both at this level, just to kind of get a check-in. And if there's anything that can be improved, anything that can be fixed, it's the perfect opportunity to do so in a kind of like an environment of love and care and just really feeling like, I want to do best for this relationship, so let's talk about this. The Oracle card that I got was the Endless Possibilities card. So this really feels like an encouraging message because it's saying that when you take the time to pause and just really try to figure out what is it that we can do better together, the possibilities are endless, right? You have so many opportunities to really build upon and build a solid foundation of the relationship. When you take the time to like listen in, and if it does require a little bit of sacrifice on somebody's part, in terms of saying, okay, well, maybe I could do better in this relationship, or maybe I could do better in this aspect of the relationship, just to kind of get on the same page again. That's what I feel like the message here is saying.
Yeah. I feel like we need some new energy. We need, a new, something fresh happening with this relationship. And have the Ten of Wands in the past position, that can be a card of like really feeling weighed down, like things have gotten so difficult, and we can kind of feel like, we're almost at the end of our ropes with the Ten of Wands. But it goes from the 10 to the Ace of Wands. So it's like we need something fresh, we need some fresh energy, some fresh ideas. And the other thing that comes up here is a Strength card. And, to me, sometimes when we're talking about inner strength with the Strength card, it can be about needing to sort of revitalize and rejuvenate. And so that I think this relationship kind of it needs a boost in some way. And so start thinking about ways that you can do that together, hopefully, kind of discuss, because sometimes we can reach these points in relationships where, it becomes an impasse, and you don't want that because you can't do anything with an impasse, right? You're just sort of stuck with it, and that speaks to like another card that came up here that sort of fell out was the Eight of Swords, where they're like, I don't see where it's going. I feel like I'm trapped. I feel like I'm stuck. That kind of energy is around this. So all is not lost. It's certainly not hopeless, but yeah, we need to like try. We need to make an effort. Relationships are work. Nobody likes to talk about that. You got to make an effort. And that's what these cards are really speaking to. And it's going to take your inner strength to do it, but you need to revitalize this relationship. So that's what I got.
Awesome. And Enchantress was asking, do we post just once? Yes, that's all you got to do. We'll scroll back. We pretty much take them in the order that they came in. Enchantress, did you have a question, though? I'm trying to look back to see. I think you said, hello, SM will come back to Noor, Noor. Are you asking if this person initials SM will come back? And when you say Noor, are you referring to yourself or someone else? So, little clarification on the question there, Enchantress, and then we can ask yours. Let me go back to Blog Talk and check the switchboard. I don't know. We had some issues in the beginning of the show with Blog Talk, with starting the show. And, now it's just, I don't know. The switchboard's been dead for a long time. I'm thinking something might be going on the Blog Talk side of things. So if you are trying to call into the show and listening on Blog Talk and can't get through, just come and join us in the chat room on the live on YouTube Live on YouTube. Come to the YouTube Live, and it's Tarot Today Live. Is the channel on YouTube. You can just type in youtube.com/ /@ Tarot Today Live, and it'll take you right to the channel. You'll see the live all lit up and everything. Just click on it, come into the chat with us and ask your question there if you can't get through on Blog Talk. Sorry, folks. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk today, Mary and Ellie.
It's crazy. Technical difficulties.
Okay.
But we're almost, it's almost over.
Yeah, we're almost done. We're doing good. What was I going to say? Enchantress hasn't messaged back yet, but Ellie, you want to just try it out? Maybe just pull a question on, pull a card on this question. I'm trying to talk and scroll through this at the same time. If this initials SM person will be coming back, and just see what you get.
Okay, so I'll just kind of go off of what do we need to know about SM and them returning? So let's see. All right, so the card that I got was King of Wands. King of Wands to me feels like the energy of somebody who is passionate, who is very set in their ways when it comes to something that they want. When they want to pursue something, they will pursue it with a lot of passion. So I'm actually feeling like this person needs to decide what they want to do. They need to be very direct with their intention. So I'm not sure if they're going to be returning, but if they do, it's going to be because they truly decided that this is something that they need to do, they want to do. I feel like it's a yes. It's leaning more towards a yes. But again, it shouldn't be forced. This person, you know, if they come back, then they're doing the work. This is not for you to carry. This is not for you to be, you know, trying, using up your energy, in other words, to try to get this person back. But they have to be the ones to come back, and then you have the power to say, sure, come back. Or if this is something that changes between that time and you realize that that's not the direction you want to go in, you're also empowered to say, sorry, I'm putting my boundaries up. You know, this is what I've decided. But yeah, I feel like this person, if they come back, they're going to come back because they are sure that they're not going to mess up.
And you know, what's interesting is most of the cards that I got, I feel like they're speaking more to what you need to do in the meantime, whether they come back or not. You know, I got the Queen of Cups, you know, the Queen of Cups, you know, it really can put us in the sense of like, you know, where our emotions and our feelings are seated, you know, and having to cope with this. That is followed by the Ten of Swords. Maybe we feel like we were kind of stabbed in the back in some way by this person, or that things came to a kind of a harsh ending with the Ten of Swords. And then the Eight of Swords, you know, that's probably why you're asking, because it's like, are they coming back or not? You can't see it. They're not indicating it to you. And over all of that is a Judgment card. It's saying for you, the decision you need to make right now is yet another Swords card, the Six of Swords. You need to move on regardless if they come back or not. You need to heal yourself mentally. All these swords, this is a lot of mental energy and thought processes about this, and it feels painful. It feels painful. And so you've got to decide, do you want to keep torturing yourself over this or not? They may come back. They may not come back. Maybe they will. I don't know. My cards aren't speaking to it. Ellie just told you, you know, what that looks like. And so you got to be prepared for that either way, you know, and work on, you know, kind of healing any pain associated with this or any anguish, since we're, you know, like talking about so much swords energy. You know, a lot of that is like mental anguish, and that we're overthinking it and being too fixated on it. So that's what I got.
Right. Right.
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I thought it was really interesting. Sorry. I was going to say, I thought it was really interesting that, you know, when I saw the King of Wands, the energy of the card kind of felt like the message for you was about, you know, yourself putting up your boundaries. So, yeah, just echoing what Mary said. It's cool.
Yeah, even going all the way back to the cards of the day and the numerology of the day, I felt a lot of it was about the learning about yourself, and especially that nine energy, you know, what can you let go of? And that kept resurfacing in the readings today. Before we go, we're like getting towards the end of the show here. I want to make some quick announcements. You can run over and buy Mary and I a cup of coffee. That's right, tarottoday.live. That'll take you right to the page on the Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com. That's our tip jar. You'll find it on the page there. Just click on that. It'll take you over where you can put in any amount, you know, buy us a cup of coffee. And you can also book tag team readings there. That's Mary and I coming together. You get two readers for the price of one. And it's a 30-minute private session. You know, we only can spend so much time with you on the shows here with these quick mini readings. You can get full readings with us. It's $99.99, and we have a special on our individual readings if you want to book myself or Mary separately. $44.44. You just contact us individually, and you know, messaging us on the page is tarottoday.live. And who knows, maybe Ellie will also jump in on this. If you want a reading with Ellie, just contact Ellie. We'll give you her contact information, and you can do that. And also, just things in the news. We still have the summer savings. This is going through Labor Day when we'll switch to the Labor Day sale, which we do every year. But during summer, you know, it's kind of slow at the Guild, and so we do our big sales. And once, you know, with my birthday and Pride Month, you know, and then the summer savings sale is like half price, you know. And so what we're doing right now is our new lifetime membership. We have a premium membership, and that's $12 a year, dollar a month, and gives you some discounts on getting certified and $100 off our course, things like that. But we now have a lifetime membership where there's no recurring fees. You're one and done. You're paid up for life. And your professional reader certification is included with that free. So that saves you $134 right there. And you get 50% off higher level certification. So instead of $134 per level, it's $67 per level for our lifetime members. You'll also get guest appearances and interviews on these shows, just like what Ellie is doing, because she's one of our lifetime members, and promotion of you and your business throughout the year. Plus, our tarot and numerology course is included free as well. That's a $297 course that you get free with your lifetime membership, which is normally $197 for life, but it's half price right now, just $99.99. Go over to the Tarot Guild dot com. And I wanted to mention, because Magic Universe has been off the air on summer break through August, that Sharona is going to be back with new shows. I think it's the 10th of September. So in September, be on the lookout for Sharona coming back. And Charlotte, sorry, it's not Charlotte. Can't talk today. Catherine Hahn is already back. She just a couple Fridays ago came back with her Compassionate Light radio show. She's an angelic channel and healer, and it's on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, not on YouTube, just audio only. Okay. And she does free guidance on air, and you can call into the show just like here. And Fridays, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And remember, you can come over to the website. We're now in our 19th year at the Tarot Guild. We're about to hit the 20. And we have the world's only tarot social media networking platform, thetarotguild.com. Yes, it's not just a website. It's like Facebook for tarot. Go over and check it out. So we look forward to having a whole bunch of you come and join us as members and hang out with us. And we'll be also, you know, all the things coming back in September, we'll be resuming workshops as well. I know I want to do one on my tarot squared spread. People have been asking me for that. And also the five card yes, no spread that I do right here on the shows. I want to go do a deep dive into the five card yes, no, and you know how you can use that as well. And then Mary and Ellie, we were talking about, you know, you guys or one of you guys or both of you together, you know, doing some Oracle workshops. That would be awesome.
You know what? I was telling Panel Ellie discussion. About this. Remember the on the, you know, all the old classes that we lost on the old server. I did one that was just on past life oracles with tarot. I think that would be kind of fun to do a past life one.
That sounds good.
Who knows?
Yeah. But we'll talk. We're gonna do a Zoom call and work on all this stuff.
We should do a staff meeting.
And we need a staff meeting. All you staffers out there. Yeah. Jason finally made it in at the last minute. Hello, sexy beasties. Yes, we are here.
Hi, Jason.
Oh my God, Jason. Anyway, this has been like way too much fun. We got to get out of here. And remember, mark it on your calendars. Ellie will be our special guest. Ellie, the Moonchild, yes. On September 9th, Saturday, September 9th. But look for, because actually Ellie already gave me some dates. Look for us popping on. I think, didn't you say you gave me a couple of Friday dates, like the 18th, the 25th?
Yeah, so my company actually does summer Fridays, so we're getting off at noon on Fridays. So maybe some afternoon shows on a Friday afternoon.
Cool.
What about that? Yeah. So, I keep saying Charlotte. Charlotte, you need to come back on the radio show because I keep saying your name. I don't know why. I keep meaning Catherine, but I keep saying Charlotte. But Catherine, she is back on Fridays, and her show is like 11 o'clock. My time, so 2 p.m. Eastern. I forget, Ellie, if you're Eastern or what. So it would have to be after her show. And then we could just pop on, you know, do a YouTube live.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So look out for that. Me and Ellie are going to, you know, just be popping in there. Okay. Awesome. And looking back on the studio real quickly, no, we did not miss any calls. No one loves us. No one called back in. Okay.
This is heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. So we will see.
Because I was here.
I do want to mention, you know, we still have some break hours, you know, so we took a 2-week break, came back today. We're taking another 2-week break. I've got like celebrations of life and things to go to next Saturday. So our next show will be the 26th, 2 weeks from today. And that's right.
Psychic spin.
It's psychic spin. Yes. So let us know what you want us to ask folks in the psychic spin. The big questions. What's in the news that you want to know the answer to? You know, like, and what do they call it? Current events. And but you can also do the big questions, you know, why are we here and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Why are we
here? Yes. Are aliens real? Anyway. So that's it for this week.
Bye. Robots.
Yes.
And, bye, everybody.
And I feel funny because saying good night, Mary Ellen. And what am I gonna call Ellie?
Good night, John Boy. What can we call Ellie? I don't know.
Good night, Mary. Like the book.
In that John Boy voltage thing.
Yeah.
We're dating ourselves with this.
We are. But it's been our spiel for 13 years. Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
Thanks for coming on.
It was fun, Ellie.
You guys come back more.
Thanks for being here.
We're not going to let you go now that we have you.
I'm here.
Bye, everybody.